Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 52, Righteousness, the Gift of Righteousness. Righteousness is the foundation of the gospel. Everything God gives us in Christ flows from this one gift. Yet for many believers, righteousness is one of the most misunderstood truths in the entire Christian life. We often treat it as something we grow into, something we earn, or something God gives us in small doses as we improve. But Scripture is clear. Righteousness is not a process. It is not a reward. It is a gift God gives through Christ. Romans 5:17 says, "For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ." Notice the language. Abundance of grace, gift of righteousness. God is not handing out righteousness like a paycheck. He is giving it freely because of what Jesus has done. You do not work for a gift, you receive it. 2 Corinthians 5:21 takes this even further. "For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Jesus did not simply carry your sin. He became sin for you, and in exchange, you became the righteousness of God in him. Not improved righteousness, not partial righteousness, not better than before righteousness. The righteousness of God, credited to you, given to you, placed on you as your new identity. Philippians 3:9 echoes the same truth, "And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." Paul had spent his entire life trying to earn righteousness through performance, but once he met Christ, he gladly threw all of that away. He discovered a righteousness that does not come from striving, but from believing. This gift changes everything. It removes fear of judgment because judgment has already fallen on Christ. It silences condemnation because there is no condemnation for those who are in him. It gives you confidence to stand before God without shame. Hebrews 10:19 says, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus." You do not enter because you performed well. You enter because Christ made you righteous. Righteousness is not a feeling. It is not a mood. It is not a spiritual level you reach after years of growth. It is your new identity in Christ from the moment you believe. God sees you in the righteousness of his Son. You stand accepted, clean, and complete because Jesus finished the work. The Christian life does not begin with your effort. It begins with his gift, and everything else flows from it. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.